This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Today's decision to move baseball's All-Star game from Georgia to Colorado set off a new political rivalry between the states and a debate about their election laws. CPR's Andrew Kenny explains.
Major League Baseball said that they chose Colorado as the new site of the All-Star Game for purely logistical reasons. The Colorado Rockies already had a strong plan for hotels, events, and security. But it was hard to ignore the politics of it. MLB had pulled the game from Atlanta because of Georgia's controversial new elections law, and that was a chance for Colorado politicians, like Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, to celebrate how accessible voting is here.
So I think it's really exciting, of course, that we're going to have the All-Star Game, but also the ability to highlight how elections can be for all American voters.
But Republicans weren't going to give up the debate so easily. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp have argued that the two state systems are not that different. Kemp made the point on Fox News that Georgia has 17 days of in-person early voting.
Including two optional Sundays. Colorado has 15, is what I'm being told. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but of course neither does Joe Biden.
He also made an inaccurate claim about photo ID requirements, and Colorado Politico's said that the governor just missed the point. Kemp was correct that Colorado has fewer days for voters to physically show up at the polls, but most Coloradans don't need to go to the polls.
95% of our voters will use a mail ballot.
Hillary Hall is the former clerk of Boulder County and is now a vote-by-mail advocate. She says that when people do go to the polls, it's often because they did not get a ballot at home or simply because of personal preference.
In our state, early voting is really the safety net to allow people who aren't already registered or who have moved or any of those sorts of things.
Getting a ballot in the mail means that most Coloradans can drop it off anytime in a box. And that's really where the two states are moving in the opposite direction. Georgia's law will make it harder to vote by mail. A New York Times analysis found the new law is set to cut the number of drop boxes around Atlanta by some 75%. Colorado election leaders say the differences between the two systems are evident. While Georgia's known for hours-long voting lines, Colorado is second in the nation for turnout. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.